Soothing music, light blue walls, salt lamps, and stuffed animals make up this calming room at School 61. Amy Larashi is a program coordinator at the school. She and other teachers painted a butterfly mural on the wall.
Probably it would be maybe the first step to almost identify the students that are having the hard time by bringing them here, kind of calming them down, de-escalating a situation, learning more about why they're upset, and then calling in our SST, which is our social worker, school psychologist, guidance counselor.
School 61 principal Perrette Walker says this room is designed to create a quiet space for students feeling stressed and a need for a classroom break.
And so sometimes they just need to relax and know that everything is okay, that not to take things too seriously, to know that they will get through the day, they will get through a classroom full of students who usually work with them and a good day of learning. So that's what this is all about, just to help them refocus and get back to learning.
This is the second Buffalo City school to open up a calming room, thanks to the generosity of Bocce Pizza.
Jim Picciotti.
Marcia Picciotti. I'm the CFO and Director of Community Relations. My friend from high school, Mary Jo Gervais, at Frederick Olmsted School, reached out to me, and she saw that I was on social media through Bocce's trying to do good things in the community. And so she said, is this something you would be interested in? And so I pulled Jim aside and I said, look, this is what they need in the city. They need these calming rooms for the kids. Is this something, is this a place you want to put some of your contributions?
And what better thing can you do for kids, for education and facilitating their, you know, greater education? I think it's a great thing. Just a place for them to go decompress and, you know, get back on their feet. It's a great thing, I think.
The owners made generous donations to both schools, allowing the creation of these rooms. They will now open up the application process for a third school to create a calming room. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.